You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next half hour or next hour, they're going to be the views of Ron Bound, who sells gold and silver, and is a good friend. We've had him out as a speaker at our conferences. And hi, Ron, how are we doing?
Pretty good, Dr. Stan.
Well, tell us what's going on. I understand the gold and silver were up real strong today. Why was that? Is that just a happenstance, or does it kind of fall off tomorrow? Are we really moving into a situation where people are really get concerned about the fact that we have nothing behind our money other than the integrity of Barack Hussein Obama?
You know, Dr. Stan, there's hundreds of time bombs out there. Any of them could trigger a flight out of paper into gold and silver. I suspect what drove it up Monday was the happenings going on in Israel now, with the missiles being fired in, the threat of them, going in to get at the Hamas, or whatever you call them.
So, okay, yeah, can you speak just a little louder, Ron? We're just a little soft there.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's much better. Thank you.
Okay. So I think this latest little event is what's going on in Israel. But, gosh, Dr. Stan, there's so many things that could trigger to just collapse the whole system and grab gold and silver through the roof, you know, anytime. So I look for gold and silver to start moving up rather dramatically over the next 3 to 6 months to a year.
Well, certainly they're talking about this physical cliff. Now, what do you think is going to happen? Certainly, they're saying the 1st of January, there's going to be about $600 billion of tax increases and spending cuts. What they don't really tell you is they're going to be at almost $500 billion of tax increases and only, I think, $109 billion of tax cuts, of which about half, 40% comes from the military. So basically, this is all tax increases we're talking about. 28 million people are going to have to start paying the alternative minimum tax. Of course, that's just a mistake. That was just for the multimillionaires, and all shucks, they forgot to index it to inflation. And so 28 million people are going to have to pay that. But it's not the Congress's fault. It was just a mistake. And then doing away with the Bush tax cuts and increasing capital gains from 15 to 20% and increasing the payment on dividends. You get money from dividends, going to go from 15% to 39%, and certainly they're going to take away the deduction people have had on their Social Security, and they're going to certainly increase our taxes on every turn. This is going to have a devastating effect, and I don't think the Republicans are going to go along with it. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, if you kill the goose that lays the golden eggs, then there's no money for anyone, and that's exactly what they're doing. The more taxes they put on people, the more they destroy the economy and private enterprise. And so the pie is getting smaller and smaller and smaller, so the government has to take a bigger and bigger share of it, and so eventually you collapse the whole system, and that's where we live.
And I think it's so vitally important, that, ladies and gentlemen, that you understand that is the real plan. You can get it on the internet if you have access to it. It is put forward by Cloward, C-L-O-W-A-R-D, and Piven, P-I-V-E-N. Cloward and Piven, it was put forward in The Nation magazine back in 1966, and they simply said, look, we're communists, we want to destroy the system. What's the best way to destroy the system? Why, we'll spend it into oblivion, the whole thing will collapse, and then we can take over. And of course, what they really want is a dictatorship. What these communists don't understand is, of course, is that it won't be the communists that take over. It'll be the elite who've been financing communism since its inception. Ron, we've just got to get a little bit more volume. I'm going to ask if you'll hang up, and I'm going to have my producer call you right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and Rich, please give the call back.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening, Ron Brown, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And let's imagine, ladies and gentlemen, that the Republicans simply rolled over and let them increase the taxes $500 billion a year. That's what they'd get from the alternative minimum tax, doing away with the Bush tax cuts, certainly raising corporate tax, raising the dividend tax, raising the capital gains tax, certainly taking away, making the people pay their full sum of money into Social Security. And but right now, of course, if you are an employee, not an employer, but if you're an employee, why they cut, I think, your taxes on Social Security 2%, your taxes on Medicare 2%, but that's all going to change. and that this is no longer going to exist. And certainly a lot of people who've been getting unemployment insurance, they extended employment unemployment insurance from 29 weeks up to 96 weeks, but that ends as of the 1st of January. Dramatic things are going to take place. But even if the Republicans rolled over and let them increase taxes by $500 trillion, ladies and gentlemen, of course, that would actually increase income to about $2.7 trillion. We spent about $3.6 trillion this year. That'd still almost be a full $1 trillion behind, even if they did everything that Democrats wanted and nothing that Republicans wanted. Why, we would basically still have a $1 trillion deficit. And this is what nobody talks about. They talk about how suddenly Barack Obama has said he wants to raise an additional $1.6 trillion. He wants to raise an additional $1.6 trillion by raising the income tax. But that's over a 10-year period. That's only $160 billion a year. For 10 years would be $1.6 trillion. Ladies and gentlemen, what they're not telling you is they have no intention of solving this problem. This is all, in my estimation, being used intentionally to destroy the economic structure of this nation so that they can have chaos and then declare a dictatorship. That's exactly what Cloward and Piven talked about. But this is not going to be done by the communists. It's going to be done by the people who financed communism since its inception. And that is the Brotherhood that I write about in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. What are your thoughts, Ron?
Well, you know, in the first place, the fallacy of their whole argument is you raise taxes, and it's been proven many times that when you raise taxes, you basically reach a point where you reduce the income because you're destroying the goose that lays the golden egg. So, you know, it's all just hype and all chatter, and I agree with everything you're saying. There is no solution to the problem. They're trying to create the crisis, and out of that crisis, they will impose their solution, which is their one world banking system, whatever you want to call it.
One world banking system, one world government, one world religion, because they want to destroy Christianity, which is why they've taken God and prayer out of our schools and the nativity scenes out of public places. People have an intense hatred of Christianity. And when you understand this, it all makes sense. I mean, the atheist says, what about our rights? You know, I may be the only person who objects to the nativity scene, but it's my right. I'm offended by seeing the nativity scene. And 90% of the people want the nativity scene, and one person doesn't want it. And what do the judges do? Well, the judges have been bought off. They're part and parcel of the problem. At least many of them are. Some of them, of course, are good, honest, God-fearing people. But I'm afraid that's in a minority. Because, of course, they're graduates of colleges, and when you go to college, they destroy your belief in Jesus Christ and in morality and in God and in right and wrong. And everything becomes relative, and that's the problem. We have a lot of people on the bench who don't believe in the Constitution, but believe in this idea of the one world government, the one world financial system, the one world religion, and, of course, the coming world ruler. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295. And Ron, are a lot of people beginning to realize that we're on the very edge of a major financial collapse? Are people coming to you and beginning to invest in gold and silver so they'll have something left when the whole system falls apart?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I've been in this business 33 years, and I'd say for the first, I'm just kind of pulling figures out of my hat, but let's say for the first 25, 28 years, my average transaction would be maybe somewhere around $10,000 to $15,000, you know, at a pop. I could probably count on one hand the clients I would have over these last 30 years that come in buying $1 million. And just in the last 3, 4, 5, 6 months, I'm having people come to me. In fact, one day last week, I had three people that I'd never talked to before. They were referred to me by other people, and they each bought $100,000, $180,000, and $200,000. So it's people starting to see how the system is totally corrupt and there's no hope, and they're saying, I better get everything out of paper and into something that's tangible and real, which basically is the only way you're going to survive this thing. So But as I tell people, if we sit back as citizens and allow our nation to be taken over, then we come under the rule of man, and that's tyranny, and they'll just take whatever they want. And that's what we're starting to see more and more of, by the way.
Oh, certainly we are. In fact, this whole thing with Major Petraeus, I mean, with General Petraeus, did they have a warrant to go in and get all of his email? I mean, how did the FBI, first of all, sexual misconduct is not something that the FBI has the right under our Constitution to investigate. Sexual, certainly if there's something wrong, if somebody is having an affair, that is not a federal crime. So basically then, what was the basis of the FBI going into all of General Petraeus's Twitter notes and emails and things of that sort? Well, there is no justification for it, but you see, we no longer have a nation of law. Ordinarily, if you're going to get into somebody's private conversations or simply tap their telephone line, you need a warrant. Did they have a warrant? Of course they didn't have a warrant. These people in government don't believe in the Constitution. They don't believe in law. They believe, of course, in unbridled power. This is what it's all about. In fact, there's been a recent conversation in the Senate where one of the Democratic senators said, look, I mean, we've got to be sure that the government officials abide by the law and get warrants before they go into people's private information, begin tapping their telephones, tapping their cell phones, reading their emails. And a Republican senator said, why, that would interfere with criminal investigations. And when I heard that, I was ashamed that I've been a lifelong Republican, because unfortunately, there are a lot of people in the Republican Party who don't believe in the principles of freedom. They want power, and this is what it's all about, because we've got Democrats that are the same. This is really all about power. There was a program last night on 60 Minutes about the Colombian cartel that was bringing in billions and billions and billions of dollars. It was a very interesting program, and they questioned one of the fellows after they'd gotten him, arrested him, and they said, look, you got countless billions of dollars. I mean, you can never spend all of this money. What's this all about? And the reply was, it's all about power. And that's really what, of course, what gets the people in government and the Senate. That's what gets the people in the Brotherhood of Darkness, this desire for power over the lives of innocent people and the ability to destroy them at any time they want. It's all about power. What are your thoughts on that, Ron?
Well, absolutely. And in fact, as the system unravels, they do ever more desperate thing. And probably unfortunately, most Americans, most people don't wake up until their ox is gored, or at least their neighbor's ox is gored. And as they get more and more desperate, I think the best example of how desperate they're getting is this whole concept of rehypothecation. We've discussed it once before, but there was just recently a lawsuit that went to the Federal Appeals Court over a company called Sentinel. And what had happened there, and people need to listen to this because it's going to affect every one of us. Sentinel did a $312 million loan through Mellon Bank in New York. They pledged as collateral to that loan their clients' segregated funds. They used that $300-plus million to start their own trade desk. And when they went belly up, Mellon Bank ended up with $225 million of Sentinel's clients' segregated funds. And they've been fighting it. That happened back in 2007. They've been fighting it all these years, and it finally went to the Federal Appeals Court, which is getting pretty high up in the system, isn't it?
Yep,
and guess
yep.
who they ruled in favor of? They ruled in favor of the banks.
In other words, it's perfectly all right to take people's segregated funds and steal them.
Right.
And basically, ladies and gentlemen, if you think that your money in the bank is safe, oh, the other thing that's going to happen on the 1st of January is that the FDIC guarantee of bank accounts is going to be limited to a maximum of $250,000. Before that, any amount of money you had in the bank was insured. Now, of course, it used to be $10,000. Pardon me, $100,000, they would guarantee you up to $100,000. But when the crisis came in 2008 and 2009, and they were frightened of people taking the money out of the banks and simply taking the capital away, and so they would do anything they could to stabilize things. So they guaranteed any amount of money you had in the bank would be safe. The government would come to your rescue, even though the government, remember, 40 cents out of every dollar the government spends, they have to borrow today. They don't have any money. They're going behind every single day. 40 cents out of every dollar the federal government has to be borrowed. But they've certainly very generously been willing to guarantee anybody's money in the bank account. If it was lost, the federal government would redeem it. Well, starting with the 1st of January, they've reduced that amount to $250,000. That's a lot of money. I don't have $250,000 in the bank account, and I don't know anybody who does, but I'm sure there are a lot of people out there that have that amount of money. And if you have your money in the bank, you better get it out. And basically, if you have your money in the stock market, I think you ought to get it out, because I think the stock market is going to tank. And certainly, if you have your money in bonds, I think a lot of those bonds are going to default down the line. You better figure out what you're going to do with the money you've worked your whole life for. Because we're on the edge of what I believe is the greatest financial catastrophe of all time. Sheila Bair, former director of the FDIC, has said the same thing in recent interviews. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305.
Only about $100 billion in tax cuts. I think it's $109 billion in tax cuts and a little, and about $470 billion in tax increases. And that will be devastating as far as there just won't be the money out there if you won't have it to spend. But of course, with the government cuts, they're talking about 2 million government employees or 2 million people more losing their job. We already have a real unemployment rate of about 23%, according to John Williams. The government's simply lying to us. We are in a recession. They tell us we're out of the recession because the gross domestic product is 2%, but that's dependent upon an honest inflation of 2%. Do you really believe we have an inflation of 2%? Go to the grocery store. Go to the gas station. Go to the hardware store. Certainly go to the place where you buy your clothes and look at the prices, and then tell me, are you going to believe what the government tells you about a 2% inflation rate? Are you going to believe your lying eyes and realize it's about 10%, according to John Williams? And of course, what they're doing, we never came out of the recession. Everything they've told the American people has been a lie, but it's been coordinated and certainly backed up by the media, which is, of course, controlled by the Brotherhood. And the Brotherhood, of course, doesn't want the people to know we're in a recession. They're operating on a timetable, and I believe very, very soon this whole house of cards is coming down. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Ron, you go right ahead.
You know, as we've been saying, as things unravel, they do ever more desperate things. And reading from Jim Willie, as you know, is my favorite analyst. He said, yet another executive order permits the confiscation of personal bank accounts. The current President Obama has issued 923 such orders, four times as many as executive orders as the young Bush, who issued fascist orders over 8 years. The groundwork for the fascist state and martial laws is prepared. So as things unravel, they start tightening the noose. They do more desperate things. They take our freedom. They take our money. They've destroyed they're trying to destroy the middle class.
And basically, ladies and gentlemen, they can go into your safety deposit box and take anything of their value. They can seize the money you have, certainly in your bank account, saying the government needs it. After all, we have to borrow. But they'll suddenly give you treasury bonds in return for that. And suddenly they're going to take your money because they need it. They give you treasury bonds. But those treasury bonds are denominated in dollars. the dollars right now are losing their value about 10% a year. Probably by the end of next year, it'll be 15 or 20% a year. Inflation is going to come. They cannot stop it. They know what lies ahead. They do not want the American people to know. But I will tell you, people in other countries know what's happening. And China is not buying the bonds that they have. They already have about $2 trillion in bonds, for treasury bonds and other government bonds. China is not buying. That's why the Federal Reserve is having to buy $45 billion worth of treasury bonds every single month. Right now, they're also buying another $40 billion every month of these mortgage bonds. They're doing that, of course, so they can justify transferring phenomenal amounts of money to the six major banks that control this country: J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo, and those are the banks that actually own the Fed. The Fed is certainly a privately owned central bank. And who owns it? Well, the major banks. And now, of course, the Fed is going ahead and buying up the mortgage bonds from these banks so they can transfer massive amounts of this money, because most of our banks are in real trouble. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295. And we've got Bill on the line from Tri-Cities. We'll get to him in just a moment. But if you're out there and you have a question or comment, maybe you think everything's fine, nothing's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, we are on the verge of terrible problems. Right now they're talking about deploying 75,000 American troops in Syria to guard the chemical weapons that are there. Where did the Syrians get their chemical weapons? They got them from Saddam Hussein. Where did Saddam Hussein got them? Why, they were made by Bechtel Corporation. They were made over in Iraq. We actually provided the information. We provided the chemical weapons for Saddam Hussein. He transferred those to Syria. And now we're talking about sending in 75,000 American boys to protect the weapons that we provided to Saddam Hussein.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done: get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening is Ron Brown, and we're just talking about the fact that we're moving towards a financial collapse. We're moving towards a confrontation in Syria. They're already talking about moving 75,000 American troops into Syria to actually guard the chemical weapons that are there. We can't have those chemical weapons get into the hands of evil people. Where do those chemical weapons in Syria come from? Well, Saddam Hussein sent them to Syria back there in 1990. And, of course, where does Saddam Hussein get them? We built them for him. Bechtel Corporation actually went over there, formed a business, and they created those chemical weapons with Saddam Hussein, killed 100,000 Kurds and almost a million Iranians. A great war crime, but, of course, we can never let the American people know the truth. Fortunately, you can get that information. You can go up on the Internet. If you have any question, document it. We'll be glad to. And we even have an article out of the Washington Post where they actually talk about how we gave Saddam Hussein the chemical and biological weapons. We gave Saddam Hussein the chemical and biological weapons. If you want that, you can get that from Radio Liberty, an article out of the Washington Post. And certainly get anything from us. We'll be glad to send it to you without charge. Anything else you wanted to ask, Bill?
That about does it. I just think that, these people that are ending up going to stay in these prisons because their houses were destroyed, that doesn't sound good, because when they don't have any money and they don't have any property, then they're just stuck in a prison. What else are they going to do but be a prisoner?
Well, I think we got real problems, Bill. We got real problems in this country because most people are having such a good time. They're really unconcerned about what's happening as we move from freedom to fascism, and that's what it's all about. Okay?
All right.
God bless. Thanks so very much. And our telephone number
again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
1-888-24-LIBERTY. And we've got Ron calling us from Madison, Wisconsin. Ron, how are you hearing us up there in Madison?
On the Internet.
Okay, very good. Glad to have you with us. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. Maybe you addressed this earlier. I tuned in a little bit late, but it was a headline today that on the Drudge Report that said Timothy Geithner said that the deficit should go on out into infinity. Did you hear that or see
yes,
that?
Yes, I saw that on the Drudge Report. Ron, certainly, I don't know if you saw that report today, but Timothy Geithner, who's the Secretary of the Treasury, said we shouldn't put a limit on the federal debt. We simply just keep spending money as much as we need to, and there should be no cap or limit on federal expenditures or the federal debt. What are your thoughts on that?
In fact, Janet Yellen at the Fed is, I think, the first one that brought that up, and I guess Geithner has elaborated on it. Yeah, what they're basically saying is, you know, every 1 or 2 years, they'd have to come out and make a vote to increase the debt limit, and that'd be negative news. Now, of course, it's every 6 months, and now they're basically saying, this is so negative, we need to just kind of say, let's do it unlimited so there won't be so much attention drawn to it.
But, of course, remember that our real debt is not 16.25 trillion dollars right now. Well, we're approaching, I think, that the upper limit, according to law, is 16.4 trillion. We'll probably hit that by the 1st of January. But what nobody wants to talk about when they mention Timothy Geithner is he came from the Trilateral Commission. There's only a little over, well, as far as Americans are concerned, probably about 75. The members of the Trilateral Commission are Americans, and they're in all the key positions in the banks. And Timothy Geithner, of course, was a member of the Trilateral Commission. He had to give that position up. When he joined the government, Susan Rice, they're talking about putting her in as Secretary of State. She came from the Trilateral Commission. Hillary Clinton, Willie Hubby, was a member of the Trilateral Commission. Never more than 75 Americans in this elite group at any one time. And yet, of course, they control our finances, our media, they control our banks, our corporations, they control our military, they control both political parties, and they control largely what the American people think and believe. Before we go on, Ron, did you have another question you'd like to ask?
I just had a comment here in Wisconsin and Madison, and of course, the hub of liberalism. It was announced that this past Saturday and Sunday, just yesterday, they had the Midwest Marxist Conference at the University of Wisconsin Madison, and they had flyers out, and it's just pretty amazing just to read that. They had somebody who was part of the Communist Manifesto. And this huge group of Marxists and their flyers and everything that they're saying. But well, that's what we're the world we're living in.
But you see, the trouble with that, Ron, is the fact that is this. These people are saying a lot of things that are true. They say there's a lot of injustice in our society.
Right.
And there is. They say there's a lot of poor people in our society, and there are. And they say, look at all these people making all this money. Shouldn't they be willing to share this with others? Shouldn't they be concerned and compassionate? We are concerned and compassionate, and we want to help these people. And we want to organize, and we want to give more power to government so we can use that power to help mankind and bring about world peace. Without ever understanding that the Marxist and communist movement in America is funded by these very people that they despise. And this is, of course, what is so difficult for people to know. People have to understand what the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, the Pew Foundation, they're all controlled by these people of great wealth, using their money to push Marxism and communism because they want to centralize power with government because they will control the government. And we'll have our democratic elections. Well, it won't really matter because they'll control both the Democrat candidate and the Republican candidate. Anything else you want to say, Ron, before we let you go?
Well, just, yeah, one other thing, too, in the news today, I don't know if you saw that, I think it was on Drudge as well, about this idea of going back to the so-called 60s, 50s tax rates for the wealthy at like 91%. Did you see that?
Yep, right. But you can be sure that they don't pay that. What they do is they put their money into foundations. It's only you and I that get stuck like this. It's sort of this whole idea of the alternative minimum tax. We want to tax the wealthy. We have to have this alternative minimum tax so that the wealthy will pay their share. On aw shucks. Well, now 28 million Americans are going to have to pay the alternative minimum tax. They're not millionaires at all. They just made a little mistake when they put that legislation out. They forgot to index it to inflation. Oh, shucks, and Congress isn't about to change that. Why? Because the people of great wealth control them. And they have all sorts of means of not paying their taxes. That's what it's really all about.
Yeah.
Okay, Ron Brown, what are your thoughts?
Well, it reminds me of the old quote from Roland Gaither. Ford Foundation, when he was interviewed back, was that in the 50s or early 60s? He said, we've been under instructions to so alter life in America that it can be converted to a one-world government.
That was 1953 or 1954 when Norman Dodd actually went to see Rowan Gaither, and we actually have an interview with Norman Dodd where he makes that statement. And of course, anybody can get that interview. It's available from Radio Liberty, the Norman Dodd interview. It's really rather good, even if I do say so. I did it back in 1980 before Norman died. But he was a great patriot, and he actually was the director of research for the Reese Committee, appointed by Congress to investigate the great tax-exempt foundations in 1953. And of course, everything was done to torpedo and block this investigation. The last thing they wanted was for the American people to find out that it was the people of great wealth that were pushing Marxism and communism, had been financing communism in Russia since its inception, financed communism in China after the revolution in 1949, and of course are financing the communist and Marxist movements in America today.
And so who was Roland Gaither?
Roland Gaither was he was the head of the Ford Foundation. And you can actually get that interview with Norman Dodd by calling our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927, and just ask for the Norman Dodd interview. And it's available on DVD or certainly on tape, okay?
Okay, thank you.
God bless. Well, Ron, before we go on, I want you to go ahead and tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you. And if they'd like to get your consultation, how can they reach you?
My number is 1-800-595-0561. 1-800-595-0561.
All right, fine. And, of course, do you have some sort of information you send out to people to keep them abreast of what's really going on?
Yeah, you know, I used to write letters infrequently, but, you know, regularly. But there's so many brilliant people out there. What I've gone to now is people that want to be on my list, my internet email list. I'll just, as I read these dozens of articles I read every week, the ones I find that are really interesting, I'll just forward to the people on my list and keep them updated with what's going on. So,
in fact, I'm on the list. I always enjoy getting your referrals. Okay, Ron, let's one more time your telephone number.
1-800-595-0561.
Okay, fine. Now let's go to John, who's calling us from Spokane, Washington. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And how are you doing, John?
Good, thank you.
Do you have a question or comment?
I have a question for Ron. I had heard that the central banks are accumulating gold, and that's why the price is down, so that at one point they can institute a new reserve global currency that's gold-backed. And at that time, the price of gold will have shot up so high that no one will be able to challenge their wealth. And moreover, that the new currency will be digital and thus allow for total control and be arbitrary, et cetera. And I'd like to get your thoughts on that.
Well, there's definitely a major squeeze play on gold. I think it's a big, and I'm sure the central banks in the U.S. and Europe are accumulating gold. But I think the biggest player in the game now is China and some of these Eastern Bloc nations. For example, just this week, John Embry put out a little blog on, and you can get it at kingworldnews.com, that China's imports of gold for 2012 are going to be 775 tons. That represents about one-third of world production. So the big question that comes up in my mind, and to me the biggest event that's coming, I think it's going to be the biggest monetary scandal in world history. We've got to ask the question, with all these people hoarding the gold, where is that gold coming from to meet that unbelievable demand? And according to Jim Willey and a lot of people that are starting to jump on the bandwagon, they're saying that the Western bankers are stealing their clients' gold, and I'm sure some of these bankers are hoarding it for themselves. But he says they've already stolen up to 40,000 tons of client gold that's being stored by these bankers, in other words, in allocated accounts. And so if that's anywhere close to the truth, then we're looking at an unbelievable scandal. And when that scandal gets out and you can't hold something like that back for very long, you're going to see a panic run on any storage. In other words, anyone that's got a piece of paper saying they've got gold or silver stored, they're going to find out, unfortunately, that all they've really got is a piece of paper in all probability.
And increasingly, central banks around the world, specifically Germany, but some of the other central banks in Europe, are demanding an audit. They want to actually see whether or not the gold that they have stored in New York and in London is really there. And they want to check those bars, because you can take a bar and make it of tungsten and then coat it with gold, and it looks like a gold bar. They want to know if they really have the gold there. This is the first time this has happened. People are losing confidence. Central banks are losing confidence in the banking system. I think we're on the verge of some very serious repercussions. Anything else you wanted to say, John, from Spokane?
I would like to get Ron's prognosis on the next 6 months.
Okay, Ron, what is your prognosis for the next 6 months?
Well, I believe we're going to see some of these scandals and the fear of the shortages of gold start to hit, and I think you're going to see gold and silver take off dramatically. I wouldn't be a bit surprised in the next 6 months to see silver hit at least $40 to $50. But, you know, when you get to the final stages of a bull market, for example, back in 79, the bull market had started in 71 with gold at $35 an ounce, and by January 79, it had gotten up to $200. But in the next 12 months, it went from $200 to $875, while silver went from $5 to $52 an ounce. So when we get in this final blow-off stage where you're totally destroying confidence in the paper system, there are people predicting $10,000 gold over the next 2 years or so. But that really doesn't mean anything until you find out what a hamburger is going to cost. So I try to encourage people, you're buying your gold and silver not as a get-rich-quick thing, but as a refuge from a system we see failing in front of our very eyes. You've got to get out of harm's way.
Amen to that. Anything else there, John, before we let you go?
No, I thank you.
God bless. Let's go to John.
Glenn calling us from Idaho. Hi, John. What part of Idaho are you in?
I'm John from Coeur d'Alene.
Oh, Coeur d'Alene. Okay, you can hear us then off the off the Spokane station. Do you have a question or comment for us?
I have a question on, I have metals put away, but I live on dividends from oil stocks. And I don't know what to do.
Well, basically, of course, if this goes through right now, they're going to raise the tax on dividends from 15% to 39%, as you know. And it's going to be a disaster. And,
but I don't have any other, I'm retired. I don't have any other income except the, not a lot of the Social Security. But
Ron, what would you tell?
I just get along on the dividends and the Social Security.
I can barely hear her.
She says that she has Social Security, but she really lives on the dividends she gets from oil stocks, pretty good dividends. She has had the oil stocks apparently for some time. But now, of course, they're going to increase the tax on dividends from 15% up to 39.5%. So basically, she's wondering how she's going to get along. What would you suggest to her?
All I would note is to share with her an example I had with one of my clients. Actually, this goes back to over 10 years. I'd done a lot of business with the husband, and he passed away, and she didn't know anything about what was going on. And so I knew what she had. She thought she was broke. So I went down to see her, and she had a lot of gold and a lot of silver. And what I told her is, look, don't you sell this. This is your retirement. So she sold enough to go buy a house in Dallas, Texas to be with her kids. She bought a new car. But every month after that, every year she would sell like a bag of silver. Well, when we started this back in 2001, so bags were trading at $2,800 a bag. Hey, they're $25,000. So you put your life savings in something that's going to gain or maintain its purchasing power. If you leave it in cash, I don't know what her
dividends are, but
you know, I just tell people to put it in gold and silver and then sell enough each year to take care and the price of gold and silver is going to keep climbing. It'll keep
That's not easy because the gold is so high now, thank you.
Okay.
So don't stay in.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact, and the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050, JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Care of you all your other needs. You need to test food storage programs. You need to, you know, have a place to go if the city gets too bad. It's overwhelming when you start trying to plan for it, because, you know, you just looking at a food storage plan, you say, okay, what do I need? Well, who am I going to have to feed? Are you going to have to feed all your family, all the friends, all the neighbors? No, where do you stop?
Well, I think we have to have food. We have to have water. We should have medicines on hand. We should have health products on hand. We certainly should have means of defending ourselves. But the most important thing is a personal relationship with our Lord, because that may be the only thing that will survive or help us to survive. Good night, Ron. God bless. And we'll look forward to talking to you again next month.
Okay. It's always a pleasure, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is the time when I need to tell you that we're facing real problems. I believe there's going to be a severe financial contraction next year. Whatever happens as far as January 1st and falling over the cliff, maybe they're going to kick it on down the road, but they can only kick it down so far, because 40 cents out of every dollar the American government spends has to be borrowed. Then, of course, we have the very real possibility of an EMP attack. If you don't know what that's all about, why, of course, we certainly are going to have a good deal of information on that the next couple of weeks, 4-tape set and a DVD. They're not ready yet, so don't order them, but we will have them. And then, of course, I believe that we're going to war with the Muslim world, and whether we're going to actually send troops into Syria to protect the chemical weapons there, I don't know. But when you start reading articles in the New York Times about sending 75,000 American troops into Syria. That, of course, basically Assad has said that if anybody certainly moves their troops into Syria, he's going to reply and respond with chemical weapons. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about terrible things possibly lying ahead. Certainly, we're uniting the Muslim world behind the Muslim Brotherhood, which was created by the British intelligence back in 1928. We carry the book The Devil's Game. The Devil's Game that goes into the background of the formation of the Muslim Brotherhood. The things in the book I don't necessarily agree with, but most of the book is very, very good, and we recommend it. We carry the book. That's The Devil's Game. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. How do we understand what's going on today? Why they have this program now to get everybody to take a flu shot? Well, very simply, ladies and gentlemen, flu shots actually increase your incidence of autoimmune disease. Flu shots from generation to generation produce infertility. They increase the incidence of cancer. Oh, you say those things can't be true. Why, if they were true, everybody would know about it. Doctors wouldn't be recommending it. Ladies and gentlemen, doctors don't know. They do not allow this. I go to medical meetings every week. We never allowed to give it commentary on the things that are really going on and the danger of vaccination, because, of course, they put all sorts of things into those vaccines, mercury and aluminum. Somebody called me the other day and said that they'd talked to their pharmacist. He said there was nothing at all harmful in this shingles vaccine. The pharmacist guaranteed this woman who works in a hospital, and they were trying to get her to take the vaccine for shingles, that there was nothing in it. Well, of course, I got the brochure on it, and sure enough, there's aspartame in it. There's MSG in it, monosodium glutamate. And, of course, my son is extremely sensitive to that. But monosodium glutamate is a toxic substance. It's an excitotoxin that kills brain cells. It creates all sort of autoimmune diseases. And the pharmacist simply lied to this woman. Maybe he didn't know. Maybe he honestly believed vaccines are safe. You need to hear my talk. Agenda 21, the covert plan. Agenda 21, the covert plan, and then let me suggest my talk, Population Control, the covert agenda. They're both available. There's a syllabus that goes with the Agenda 21, the covert plan, and actually it's their material, not my material, it's what they say. We'll take you to the Georgia Guidestones, what they talk about there. We'll take you to the Earth Charter. We'll get you the information you need to understand what's really going on. So our telephone number, of course, is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. We ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please call for Radio Liberty for provision and protection. We'll be back in just a moment for the next hour here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, hopefully for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Bob Fletcher, and we're trying to get him on the line. But Bob is a fascinating individual, and certainly he started out, like most people out there in the listening audience, just trying to make a living. And it was in the late 1970s when he had a toy business. He was manufacturing toys that were actually suddenly shipped all throughout the world. And he was doing quite well financially. And a gentleman came to him and said, look, we can make a lot more money. I said, if you just let me come in and partnership with you, and I'll put all these millions of dollars into your toy company, and we can expand production, and we can ship your toys throughout the world. And Bob Fletcher, very foolishly, without checking this man thoroughly, of course, agreed to let this man come in, be his business partner. He did not know that this was a CIA agent. The plan was to use his toy company to send weapons to Iran as part of the Iran-Contra deal. And basically, of course, Bob had no idea. He was naive, like most people, and of course, he was lucky to have gotten out of this alive. He ended up bankrupt. He ended up losing his toy company. But he came out a lot smarter, and at that point, he began doing investigative reporting on the forces working behind the scenes in an effort to certainly use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. So basically, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will enjoy listening to him. If hold on, we don't have him on the line. If you have a question or comment, we do open lines until we get Bob on the line. So if you would like to say something, or you have a comment, or you've heard Bob before, but Bob has done a lot of wonderful investigative reporting. He's gone into the background of how they're using weather as a weapon, and has a DVD on that. He has a wonderful DVD on the CIA and drugs, and the CIA is deeply involved in the drug smuggling in this country and throughout the world. But of course, they're never going to let you know that. Certainly, he has a. He was actually Sonny Bono, after looking at Bob's material, was going to open a congressional investigation. As soon as he got back from the ski slopes, he was going to open a congressional investigation into the CIA and drugs. But Sonny Bono never came back from the ski slopes. He died on the ski slopes, and supposedly he ran into a tree. And Sonny was an excellent skier. He never would have run into a tree. But of course, this was a very convenient way of getting rid of him. So actually, Bob has an excellent DVD on the execution of Sonny Bono. And there are a number of DVDs out there, certainly on how they manipulate our minds, all produced by Bob Fletcher. And we recommend that we actually carry all of them because we think it's so vitally important. But Bob was going to be talking tonight, and I hope we're going to be able to get him on, because he's going to begin talking certainly about the current plan they have of building underground bases, not only in America, but throughout the world, for the elite. When this whole world war comes about, there's going to be the use of chemical and biological and nuclear weapons. And of course, they have all sorts of underground bunkers for the elite. They have absolutely nothing for the American people. We know where some of them are across the country. And Bob certainly has a wonderful way of getting pictures and documenting what he says. So you certainly, the new DVD is not available yet. It will be very shortly. And I see Bob's on the line. We'll be back here in just a moment with Bob Fletcher at Radio Liberty. Well, Bob, how are you doing?
Okay. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go right ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay. Then we're fine. Very good. Can you still hear me?
Yep, I can. Well, don't go away from the telephone. You sounded very good there, but don't change.
Hey, can you hear me?
Well, not as well as I did a moment ago.
Oh, okay. I have headset problems here.
Well, if you could just get it on a phone, it's much better than the headsets. Headsets we have nothing but problems with. Can you just get on a phone, Bob? I hope we haven't lost Bob. Bob, are you there? I don't know what happened to Bob. We may have to call him back again, but right now, Bob, are you there? Well, I hope we can just get, all right, fine. Well, we'll just have to, if you are out there, you'd like to give us a call while we're waiting. Right now, I think we'll play a little music until we get Bob.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Fine, Bob.
Okay, very good. I guess we got it straight. I don't know what's going on here.
All right, well, you're probably being sabotaged, but we're at this all the time. But it's better than the alternative.
It could be. Whatever.
Okay, well, okay, fine. Now, you're going to be talking this evening about the underground bunkers that they're building.
Well,
how long have they been actually doing this? Is this real, or is this all up? Is this made to believe there's some sort of a conspiracy out there?
Well, no, I'm afraid. I've been looking into it for a long time, and we, going way back to the 90s, I had received video and had received some photos, etc., of some of the underground facilities. And then I actually had myself, I had been able to sneak in underground in the early 1995 when they had finalized the Denver Airport, which is also one of the underground facilities. Actually, it's really a very, very large one, as a matter of fact. And but since then, you know, going back over the last 10, 15 years, we've been missing huge amounts of money, money that they would come back and Donald Rumsfeld was one of the primary people who's in charge of the Defense Department, and he shocked everybody a few years back by calmly discussing before one of the congressional committees that he actually had lost $2.3 trillion over the last few years with the Defense Department that they couldn't track.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. And fortunately, we do have our good friend Bob Fletcher on the line. And he said they've actually been looking into the background of these underground bunkers, underground, that is in the areas they're going to have the elite be able to get to when this whole catastrophic system comes down. Now, they're not just in America. All the countries in the world are building this for the elite. Why is that? Well, because basically they're all working together. You think there's a conflict between the United States and Russia? Who's financed Russia since the onset of the Communist Revolution in 1918? You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Who financed the Communists in China? Who built up their economy to the point where it is today? It is certainly because of Nixon established a relationship with Communist China, and we've transferred our jobs over there, transferred our manufacturing. We've lent them literally trillions of dollars to build up their economy, and now, of course, they're lending money back to us. But our leaders work very, very closely with the Communist leaders, but we can't let the American people know that. And Bob Fletcher is simply pointing out that for well over 20 years, he's been getting information from people all across the country about the underground bunkers that are being built. I know there's some of them built up in Santa Rosa. I've got this from other people who've actually seen them. They're very reliable people. But, Bob, you go ahead and give us the background of these underground bunkers they're building for the elite when, of course, the whole system falls apart.
Well, yeah, and what's taken place is, on one hand, we've been seeing huge amounts of money actually being misappropriated or vanishing, and it's really big money. I mean, we're talking, like I said, Rumsfeld had come forward and talked about $2.3 trillion.
But that was just, that happened to be on September 10th. The year 2001. And of course, that probably would have gotten a lot of play in the newspapers, except on September 11th, 2001, something else happened that distracted the attention of the American people.
Right.
And so we forgot about what Rumsfeld had said on September the 10th because of what happened on September the 11th. Go right ahead.
And of course, that was the infamous attack in New York City on the Twin Towers. And I started looking back and trying to get information the best I could on it. I was trying to figure out, you know, I mean, you can't even money launder this kind of money, you know, when you're talking these kinds of sums of money. And, of course, I was already familiar with the fact that the intelligence community for years, and actually going back to the 40s, when they needed more money than what was allocated on the congressional floor and in the budgeting by Congress for covert operations of any sort, they would simply use what they call gray books and transfer funds from one bureaucratic operation to another bureaucratic operation and take care of covertly behind the Congress's back and everybody's back and do whatever the secret money was being used for.
But didn't some of the money come from the drug trafficking that the CIA has been working with?
Well, certainly for years they also had been using drug money. But when you start getting up into the kind of numbers that had been, like I say, vanishing and misappropriated and sort of coming shortfalls on budget and they couldn't figure out quite where the money went. And it was just such a large amount of money. Then it dawned on me, by putting two and two together simply, that we have as many as 90 or 92 underground facilities that have been under construction for so many years, particularly the last 10 to 15 years. And that even included, of course, the NORAD facility in Cheyenne Mountain, which was the giant facility that for so many years was underground and that was in charge of all of the defense systems for our rockets and missiles and things of that sort, and coordination between all of our military. And it was secured deep inside the mountain, the Cheyenne Mountain. That had been surprisingly all of a sudden shut down a couple of years ago, and they moved all of that facility, all of the electronics and everything involved, to Edwards Air Force Base, into a, what I would consider just a moderately secure location. There's certainly nothing like inside Cheyenne Mountain. Then we get word that they've been moving materials in there and converting that to an extra one of these underground hidden facilities to add that to the list of the ones that have been dug in underground in so many different locations around the United States. Most of these are in either the mountainsides or at higher elevations, or like obviously the one for in the Denver airport, which is underground deep there, and that of course is a mile high and in the middle of the nation, a long good distance away from the shores. There are no obviously no oceanside property in Denver, Colorado. So I started figuring, and we realized that the timing of all this corresponded with other unusual events going on. For example, there had been for several years, going back a long time, there was talk about this Planet X, which actually X being not some kind of a mystical name or title, actually it represents the number 10, Roman numeral 10, as the 10th planet in our solar system, and that it was a planet, theoretically, that was in this huge 3,000 year orbit, and that every 3,000 years it would swing back close to Earth and cause unbelievable destruction to the planet itself. And of course, it's a big argument because for years they said they couldn't see it, they couldn't find it, so maybe it was just a myth, maybe it was just a story. Then many years back in the 50s, it was discovered apparently by scientists that were keeping track of it, and it looked like, well, maybe they had found it. And that particular fella who was the guy in charge of astronomy for the United States Navy was killed. All of a sudden he came up dead just before he could put out his last report. Then it turned out two or three more people zeroed in on it, and they all came down with different problems and died of strange accidents or what have you. So it became one of these John F. Kennedy type situations where anybody that looked like they were seriously looking into this 10th planet, the possibility of it swinging back through, they were disappearing.
And there's something very strange of it. Certainly the fellow who was in charge of NASA, the space program, was deeply involved in the occult. His name escapes me at the present time, but this fellow was certainly the whole NASA space program has its roots in the occult. And the average individual has no idea why we're spending all this money to put, certainly, a space station up there and spy on all the planets around there. What's this really all about? What do we hope to gain? A powerful spiritual forces behind this. Go right ahead.
Well, and then what happened also in the very earlier parts of the space program, they had some of the think tanks get together. This was actually when the only a month after we put our first astronaut into a low orbit, low orbital successful flight, Kennedy had the couple of these think tanks get together, and they came forward with a final report. And basically, the question they were answering was, if we came across some type of any type of alien life that was in a reality, the real thing, you know, do we tell the public? Do we tell the American people the truth that they may have found alien life out there? And the think tanks finally came back with a report which was filed as top secret, and that report came back and simply said, we absolutely cannot tell the people if we find traces of extraterrestrial life at all. We cannot find the people or tell the people that we have found it. So it became a top secret certification right out of the White House that nobody was to be told if, in fact, we did discover either a threatening planet from outer space or extraterrestrial life, because it would cause too much. Actually, it's something like the actual statement in the report is something like that it would affect the very fabric of civilization and that we would not be able to handle it. So they had decided that anything like that would be kept secret from the public. So I pursued my my snooping and my investigating for a while, and I found out that the Russians, for some reason, or, well, some very specific reason, the Russians of a couple of years ago, about 2.5 years ago, increased their budget and said that by the end of 2012, they wanted to complete 5,000 underground bomb shelter type units for the Russian people around Moscow. And this was to protect as many people possible in some type of an unusual event.
Well, what sort of event are they talking about? Certainly, many of us believe, of course, that these so-called aliens are really spirits from the other dimension, but are they really considering an outside attack? Are they considering chemical or biological warfare?
No, primarily, apparently, because it's actually been, and I've seen the live footage of it, their news on the Russian news on television about those 6-8 months ago, and also on the Red Chinese news, they actually came forward and said that the red planet, the 12th planet or the 10th planet, was actually, in fact, has now been photographed by and discovered by their scientific community, and that they actually had fairly good and reasonable pictures of this through their telescopes, so that both Russia and Red China have come forward in their public television news and said that this is what they're anticipating that may swing back through sometime between December of this year and December of the 2013.
But what are they talking about? Are they talking about a planet? What are
they
talking about?
They're literally talking about this this mystical 10th planet. And what it actually is, according to a combination of reports coming from a multitude of directions, is a the 12th, or actually it's the 10th planet in our system. It's in a huge elliptical orbit that runs in the opposite direction of all the rest of the planets. And there are as many as 5 or 7 moons that are dragged around with this thing, and it also drags a tail along of what you would call just like meteor or comet debris along behind it for thousands of miles, and that when it has been written about in ancient times in several cultures, it's always drawn and written as being looking like it has a red tail or wings flying out from both sides of the planet.
But if it's just is going by, why is anybody worried about it? It's not going to collide with America. Why is it to be any concern? Why would people want to go and hide underground because of this?
Okay. It is, again, this is all a combination of reports from several different directions. It is said to be five times the size of Earth, and that it will pass between Earth and our sun, and it will pass through, actually comes two times through the orbit of Earth. It passes through one time and makes its turn around to go back out into foreign space, and will pass through a second time on its way out. But what they're saying is that, and again, this is whatever, it's one of these things that's not 100% guaranteed, but the information now is coming from so many reasonable reports that all of the countries of the world, including China, Russia, and the United States, are seriously concerned at the very highest level.
But how would this planet affect the United States? That's
what
I don't understand.
The effect is this. When it swings through, number one, the chances of being struck by some of this thousand or more miles of debris that it's dragging behind it, the chances of us colliding with a large size
Thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. What Bob is really talking about is the fact that there's this massive planet, certainly coming, and they anticipate it'll be here sometime this year or next year. And basically, of course, there would be a question of our being hit by the debris from the planet. But certainly it's going to actually cross between the sun and the Earth on one way, and then it's going to come in behind the Earth on the other. But is this really valid? Certainly, you say you've seen reports of this in other newspapers from other nations?
Yes. There's a lot of and it's always been kind of random. It would be here and there. They even announced and there are pictures. Sometimes, of course, now people can do false pictures, very easily. But the idea, there have been an awful lot of photographs in the last year or so that looks certainly like there may be this unknown entity. Now, what also took place, it's very, and matter of fact, let me expand on their concern.
Okay, but is this valid, or could this all be conjectured, or could it all be made up? Is this definitely accurate?
Well, I'll tell you, what I've put together, it certainly appears that the concern is a legitimate concern of people that would know this, would be the first people to know it. And obviously I'm talking about the upper echelon of our government and other major nations.
All right, but this doesn't really have anything to do with creatures from outer space or other forms of life.
Well,
that's
an unknown factor, of course, to it, because, there are writings that imply that it may be associated with that. But the big problem is the idea of the gravitational force. If you just take it at face value, if you just say, okay, this thing is going to come around and that it is something that's real, the gravitational force of something as big as this is estimated to be would actually drag the waters right out of the ocean beds and flip them right up onto the onto mainland.
Oh, now, is this written up someplace on the internet at all?
Oh, yes. It's all over the internet.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, but the big question, of course, is, you know, like I'm always telling folks that you have to be careful on the internet because, seven-eighths of it could be false, but because anybody can do anything. But if you put together all of the little bits and pieces of unusual events and things going on, the big deal, I think, is that has bothered me as much as anything that's put me into really looking at this is the fact that the governments are going profusely been involved for as much as 15 years on these underground facilities.
Well, now, do you think that these underground facilities are because of their fear of a nuclear or chemical or biological attack? Do you think the underground facilities are for fear that we might be besieged by the part of the tail of this? Is this a comet or is this really a planet?
Yeah. No. See, and the problem is, like I say, if we take it at just the way it's been reported, and that is that it is this huge, really constitutes a planet, and they even think of it as being a small solar system within itself, and that is that there's as many as five moons circling this planet and being dragged around with it. In other words, it's like a solar system within our solar system, way out, and in terms of an orbit, a huge elliptical orbit. And when they went back, apparently when archaeologists dug what they call these samples, where they take their tubular samples down into the ground, they did it in several parts of the world, they found that in 3,000-year cycles that there are huge, like a 100-year space in the ground dirt that they pull up out of these tubes. There's like 100 years of missing vegetation and growth for every 3,000 years going back on several cycles, about four cycles. So what they're saying with that is that it appears that every 3,000 years something is happening that causes the death of plants and vegetation and animal growth on the earth for a period of 100 years.
Are you suggesting that this may be what supposedly is coming down sometime this year or next year?
Yes, that seems to be the implication from what's going on.
But basically, of course, if this thing is really out there, we should be able to... I'm sure that astronomers could see this very readily with the telescopes at the present time.
Here's what happens to be the problem. The problem with that
is... Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment with Bob Fletcher.
Cloud gathered far across the sea. Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise in a solemn prayer.
I did. Don't be late.
No.
Quiet with God. God bless America. My home.
Right, Pop?
Right, son.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Bob Fletcher. And Bob, is this the so-called Planet X we hear so much talk about that you're speaking of?
Yes. Yes. And again, the X, and the name of it, the name given to it a long, long time ago, is Nibiru. Like I say, it's been a real controversy because you have people that are, you know, so... insisting on it, and then it was difficult for years and years. Nobody could see it. Then they put in some infrared, and of course the new telescope that's way out there now that's producing such great pictures. That one, of course, was able to see a lot more. And when they, interestingly, I thought was when I got looking into this, when I found out that the Vatican had built, financed, and of course literally owns a large infrared capability telescope in the United States. It's actually, I think, in Arizona, and it's owned by the Vatican, and they closed their older telescopes down that they actually had in within the Vatican property over in Italy, in Rome, and shut those down a few years back. And then a short time after that was when the Pope came forward and made an amazing statement to his Catholic followers that don't be surprised if we found someone living in, you know, we found aliens in outer space. And then he made the statement that because they would still be God's children. And I thought that was rather extraordinary. He said that about, oh, I guess it's maybe 8 or 9 years ago, actually. And that was a few years after they had created this huge telescope that they operate here in the United States.
Where is this telescope they operate?
I think it's Arizona.
Is this actually run by the Vatican?
Yes, it's owned by the Vatican, run by the Vatican, and they have their own astronomer and an association and everything.
Well, no, basically, if this planet is supposed to be coming, certainly in the next year, why, it should be readily available, readily visualized by,
well,
by
think,
certainly by laboratories, by certainly sites all across the world.
Well, I've seen an awful lot of photographs that are claiming to be that particular body, that planet. I've seen there's an awful lot of it online, and again, it's one of these things that is being denied like crazy by government representation, but at the same time, you know, government people, at the same time, they're going at breakneck speed to put dry foods into these underground facilities and to finish them and get them completed all over the world. And as you know, they have this huge seed storage operation that's a multinational storage of billions.
You're talking about the Doomsday Seed Bank that they have up on the
right,
circle, right?
Right. And that's, of course, about 10 years old now. That was put in on an emergency situation starting about 10 years ago to make sure they had samples of everything. And it's literally built on the basis that if there is a colossal worldwide effect that wipes out all the living plants, that's what the idea of that was. It's a big facility. I have live footage from inside the facility. It's mind-boggling in terms of the numbers of stored plant seeds and all the rest of that. It's billions. And this Dr. Robert Harrington, who was the supervising astronomer for the United States Naval Observatory, he was a fellow that came forward a few years back and said, yes, we found it, I found it, and we've located it. It does exist. It's on the other side, the backside of the sun, most of the time from our view, and that it makes this huge circle and that it will be returning and swinging back through. And he did a initial finding on that he turned into the National Observatory, I guess scientific magazine related to that. He did a write-up on it, was about to do a formal presentation to the entire scientific astronomical groups, and was dead, found dead from some strange cancer, just like Ruby. He came down with a cancer. 1 week they told him he was sick. The following week he was dead from this cancer. So he put him into the unusual death situation. But
do you have any footage of him talking about this?
Oh, absolutely.
You actually have the footage of
him
telling this story?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay, well, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, if anybody besides Bob Fletcher was telling me any of these things, I'd completely discount them, but I've known Bob for long enough to know that he's an honest man.
It bothers me. Like I said, every little thing, you know, then, of course, you know, all these things like finding out in the last 5 years here, and even in the last 2 years, the giant numbers of bullets and weapons are being bought by all these different little bureaucracies, like Social Security Administration and like that. These are covertly buying up millions of bullets. And you say, well, what's that got to do with this? It has to do with the need for an amazing amount of force to control riots that at any point in time, when it becomes verified that something like this might be coming, the entire face of the earth would go crazy in terms of civilian riots. And that obviously is a logical reason to keep things quiet. If there ever was a reason, this is probably one, maybe the only legitimate one for the government to keep us in the dark, because it's something, number one, that could not be changed by government, cannot be corrected, and can't be altered, couldn't be stopped. Again, bearing in mind, if in fact it's true what it is, and the people, of course, would actually talk about uncontrollable. And so we have giant numbers of weapons being put into available for miscellaneous policing agencies, some of them that shouldn't even have them. Then you have the 500,000 coffins that were ordered up specifically by the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta. I have footage of those. That's amazing. I mean, we're talking 500,000 huge plastic coffins.
Well, I understand that.
And you've seen those.
The lakes hold 4 or 5 bodies. But basically, is this anticipating a major epidemic, or are you suggesting that when this planet passes close at hand, there's going to be just so much debris it will just break down the structure of society? What are you really suggesting coffins are for?
Well, what I'm suggesting they may be for would be the initial onset of totally out of control rioting in the streets, and people being just being shot down, you know, and having huge numbers of dead people just from the rioting, if nothing else. I just think the timing of all of these extraordinary policing type preparations that are so ridiculous. Again, like I say, the millions of weapons and bullets being purchased by non-militant bureaucracies, that's crazy. You know, and we have, you know, the orders for those and everything. That's all real. We have 500,000 coffins already made, and I understand they're still making them. They've cleared that one property off and have moved them to another facility because they were discovered, you know, by
Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura did a radio program, a television program. You can actually see that up on the internet.
Sure.
Just type in Jesse Ventura YouTube coffins. Certainly, it probably would get it to you.
Right.
Jesse Ventura YouTube coffins, and you can actually see them. I guess you're going to be able to see them here from Bob when he gets his DVD done. Well, basically, when will certainly other people, though, must have seen this, if this is going to be passing close to us within a year, why certainly there should be reports out from some of the various centers that are seeing this. Is this all being suppressed, or what are you suggesting?
Well, it certainly has been so far, and a lot of people, again, apparently the only thing photographically, although there was another interesting story that I'll pass on to you, but the only photographs available so far are, you know, always things that could be false. You know, it could be phony to put together, and actually be fraudulent. But there are some really interesting ones. The best of them have been taken at the South Pole, and a couple of them actually from a weather station at the South Pole that is a legitimate, quote-unquote, weather station. And it shows with the sun rising off to the left side or the right side of the sun is this planet, you know, rising along with it. But because it's so close to the sun, commonly it's not visible at all. And it's visible apparently mostly from that southern hemisphere around the South Pole. So they do have several, you know, series of photographs of this happening, you know, day after day, several days with the sun coming up and this other entity, another large, looks like a moon coming up along with the sun on the southern hemisphere. And we, you know, we tend to think, unless you're an astronomer, we tend to think in just one or two dimensions, and we have to remember this is the Earth's moving in two directions at one time. You know, it's revolving plus going around the sun on a regular basis, and then all of the planets are moving, et cetera, and from certain parts of the Earth, you can see things that we can never see from another part, depending on where you are and all of that. So, and the so it's what everybody keeps saying in terms of why it hasn't been seen. Number one is that it has been way far out there beyond our normal telescopes, and number two that it is theoretically most of the time from our visual direction. It's what we would call behind the sun most of the time from our, you know, our point of view. But as it comes back around, they also point out that, by the way, it's so extraordinarily far out at its farthest point on its circle, on its orbit. But when it starts coming back, it is really coming fast. And that there had been pictures where they couldn't identify it a few years ago. There was a picture that was taken where they took one picture and they took another and progressively over 30 60, 90 days, they could see this thing was coming closer, but it was like only the size of a star and getting a little bit bigger as it approached over a period of every 30 days, it was a little closer. But it was like just a star, in terms of size. But I guess somebody is really worried about it, apparently, at a high level, because they're spending all this crazy funds. The Chinese are building these cities. I may have mentioned previously, the Chinese have been building cities for about 5-10 years now, and they're entire cities the size of New York, Manhattan, downtown New York, or New York City itself, but they're away from the coast, and they're up on the higher elevations, built by the Chinese government to hold 10, 15, 12, or 2 million people. There's 12 of them, and they are totally uninhabited. They are not allowed anybody in these at all.
Why would these be any safer, though, than towns down on the coast?
Well, what I'm assuming with those, and by the way, one of them's in Mongolia, been built in Mongolia, out in Neverland, they've been building one there. I'm assuming that they're thinking the elevation and the distance from the ocean may be a salvageable area. And again, quite many people that have been looking into this are relating this to Noah's flood.
Chris, if the water cities are drawn by the gravitational forces, these towns far enough away then would be safe. Before we go on, Bob, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and get your various products.
Sure. You can just go go on your computer and Google Bob Fletcher Investigations.com, and that will hook you right up to our website. We do have several really interesting investigations that we've handled previously, and all on DVD and a variety of our major reports. That would be Bob Fletcher Investigations.com. I'm finishing. I've had so many problems trying to complete this new report. I'm trying to get this thing done as quickly as I can, and everything that could go wrong has gone wrong and slowed me down. But I'm hoping in a few weeks to be able to tell you that we've got a report that covers all of this crazy stuff. It's extraordinary. I hesitated doing a report. Obviously, this is the kind of thing that when you do this and you're maybe one of the first few, you're the first one to get people throwing rocks at you, So I'm going to try to complete it and get it out so that it makes sense and everybody has to kind of come to their own conclusion.
Well, I'm really looking forward to seeing this. I hope as soon as you have it done, you'll get a copy to us.
I sure will.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have real problems. And I don't know what to make out of all this, but I do know that I do believe Bob Fletcher is an honest man. I believe that he really has. Certainly is going to have to be thoroughly evaluated. And I am really personally looking forward to getting a copy of this. We'll have Bob on to talk more about it. But something big is happening. Something big is in the offing. I don't have all the answers. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up tonight's program. Bob, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
I did Alex Jones' show about 3 or 4 times in the last few months. I'm going to be back on again in a little while. And to my surprise, when Alex introduced me at the last, actually all 3 shows that I've done in the last few months, he made a big deal at the beginning of his program saying that that Bob Fletcher, myself, was the guy that really got Alex to start his entire career on reporting on corrupted government and the like. He said that he had gone over the first few reports that I had done back in the 90s, that actually convinced him to chase his career. And his statement was, of course, that everything that I had ever said, even if some of it, like the weather control, sounded originally crazy, he found out that all to be absolutely accurate. So I'm going to do my report as open-mindedly as I can and put it out there with as much logical background as I can. And I'm not trying to spook the world, but somebody sure is scared of something, Stan. And
well, I know that they are building these underground places. We do know, certainly from other sources, that there's certainly one of them up in Santa Rosa. Certainly there is many of them back adjacent to Washington, D.C., and I know the Denver airport apparently is this. In fact, Colorado Springs, the former base for certainly our space program, and command post, Air Force or Army command post has been turned over. Hasn't that also been used for these today as they move the forces out of the Colorado Springs underground facility? Is that now being utilized?
And I'm pretty sure that it is one. We have the entire list. It actually gives you the specific location, and it can be found on the computer. You just, I think if you just Googled underground secret facilities or something like that, you'll find it. And there's about 90 specific addresses. I mean, you know, you, of course, you can't go in, that's for sure. But they're certainly there, and it's kind of disarming. You when you put all of it together, something really smells fishy. And
Hold the thought. We're just about out of time. I guess it's been Bob Fletcher, and basically, we're looking forward, of course, to seeing his new DVD going into the underground facilities that are being systematically built all across America today. Hang on there.
Thank you. Take care.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's been Bob Fletcher. Fascinating information. I'm really looking forward to getting his latest DVD. And anybody else that put this out, I would completely discount it. But, of course, I've known Bob for many years, and I just certainly going to have to evaluate this. We've heard for years about Planet X coming in, and, well, we'll talk more about this. We'll get Bob on to develop it more. Right now, I'm skeptical, but who knows? Certainly, I've been wrong before under any circumstances. This is Dr. Stan pointing out that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there across America and you're listening to us and you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or certainly to advertise with us or to get our various products, our DVDs and our tape sets and our videos and the books we carry, well, why give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then suddenly we'd point out that if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you want to understand that they really do intend to kill off most of the people in the world. Let me repeat that. They intend to kill off most of the people in the world. You need to get my talk on population control, the covert agenda. Now we have other talks. Population control, planned reduction. We have Nandir College genocide. But if you're going to get a talk on population control and only get one, my most recent talk, Population Control, the Covert Agenda, is very good. My talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, does cover some of the same material, but vitally important to understanding what is going on in the world today. To understand that most of what you think you know just isn't true. And certainly you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get our talks on the dark secret and on the forbidden secret. They're two separate talks. They come with syllabuses. They're available from Radio Liberty. And certainly go to our website, radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, and you can certainly get the list of all the various products we carry. You can certainly, if you'd like a catalog, we'll be glad to send you one free of charge. We do carry all of Bob Fletcher's DVDs. I think we have every single one of them. And you can simply call our 800 number and ask for them, a list of the Bob Fletcher DVDs. and certainly we recommend them. They're all very, very well done, is everything Bob's put out. Our number again is 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know how they killed Martin Luther King, we have a 4-tape set and a book written by the lawyer who was actually hired by the Martin Luther King's family to get to the bottom of the murder of Martin Luther King. If you want to know how they killed Bobby Kennedy, we have a 4-CD set. We have a DVD, and we actually have a book, Who Killed Bobby, Chris, there. The DVD was made in England. They wouldn't allow something like that here in the United States, or certainly not allow it to be shown in the United States very widely. We have a couple of tape sets on the murder of Jack Kennedy, book on Jack Kennedy's murder. We have a DVD, actually Bob Fletcher did it, on the murder of Jack Kennedy. There's no question that he was assassinated by a conspiracy working at the highest levels of our government. And if you doubt that we have government assassins who are actually going around killing people in the United States, we have a 4-tape set, it's called, or 4-CD set, it's called Deadly Assassins. We do actually hear my interview with a couple of CIA assassins. One of them is dead today, the other, we don't know whatever happened to him. If you want to know what happened to when the Twin Towers came down and they murdered 3,000 Americans, we have a 4-CD set called Why Did the Buildings Come Down? And one of those interviews is with Sergeant Leo Chavez, who was at CENTCOM headquarters in Florida on the day of the attack. And, Chris, he disappeared, has not been seen since he did that interview on my program. That is the DVD, Why Did the Buildings Come Down? Of course, we have a interview 911, and then we have a 911 uptake. All the information, so much is available from Radio Liberty. We have at least 5 or 6 excellent DVDs on what happened that day. They killed the people there, ladies and gentlemen. They killed them. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're in the right place. You're in the right place to hear the other side of the story. It is November 19, 2012. You are present and accounted for, thank goodness. It is Monday. We need as many people as we can to hear both sides of the story. I was just amazed at the information I received over the weekend from people saying, you don't understand the situation. Well, I think I do. I think I'm able to look at both sides, which is somewhat unique, given the fact that majority of the media is honing in on Israel good, Hamas bad. Israel good, Hamas bad. All the justification that Israel has to kill innocent people in Gaza. The Gaza Strip. They've been pushed back into a small area, and just because there was a missile or a mortar or whatever that hit Israel